Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Please tell me your name again.
Haley.
Haley, my name is Marcy Damon. This is the second time I've called about a difficulty with my account that I need assistance with. I inadvertently ordered some things when I was doing survey. I just wanted one item. I ended up ordering more. I contacted you after I contacted the bank. They said if I will stop my complaint against it, stop the bank, then you would refund me. I've been waiting in my account. It's now been 12 days. I contacted you on 3/23. And not only is there nothing back in my bank account, but you've taken more money out.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, and I am sorry to hear that. I am more than happy to help you. I will just need a little bit of information so I can locate your account and see what I got going on with your account. So if I can go ahead and get your zip code.
64075.
Okay, just to make sure I heard that correctly. You said 64045?
75.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. And can I have you repeat your first and last name one more time for me?
Marcy, M-A-R-C-I, Damon, D-A-M-O-N.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And can you go ahead and verify your shipping address for me?
1506 South Zions, Z-I-O-N-S, Way, Oak Grove, Missouri, 64075.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I do see where you did call in, and it does say that they were supposed to cancel your account, and they did advise you to call back with your bank on the line. Is that correct?
They advised me to call my bank and tell.
Okay.
And they ended that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I'll need you to do, I can stay on the line when you do it, if you want. I need you to call your bank and have them on the line with me, stating that they did drop the dispute on these charges. Then I can go ahead and fully refund you.
Okay, before I do that.
Yes, ma'am.
You've already been, I can see on my credit card where the bank has already let that amount go through the first time. And then that was on March 15th, it was credited. On the 16th, it was given back. And on the 24th, it was forwarded back, so you got a payment for it. And then on the 1st, I got a charge for something. I have no idea. It was $51.87. And then on April 2nd, I got a charge from you for $69.87. So before
okay.
I call my bank, you tell me what those last two charges are for.
Yes, ma'am, I would love to. Okay, so it does look like here you did purchase our premium wireless buds, one replacement strap, and two fitness trackers. These are some really great products. They are a luxury product. But on March the 13th, it does look like you signed up for a 14-day trial for these products where you only had to pay $5.97 and $4.97, which is just the shipping and handling. It did state in the terms and conditions that you would be charged.
Okay. This is what we're going to do right now. Whatever you need to do to end everything on my account, I don't care about reimbursement. I will eat the price. But you stop everything. I don't want any more charges from you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I did go ahead and get you canceled. And if you would like, I can give you that cancellation number.
Please.
Okay, so it's going to be C as in cat, 1 6, E as in Edward, 1 1, C as in cat, 7, A as in apple, C as in cat, 6.
I will not see any more charges on my account from you, correct?
Correct, ma'am.
There is no reason I should get a surprise for anything else. I've paid for everything, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for your help.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.